Herod's jealousy aroused. The Magi's strange errand created an excitement among the people of Jerusalem which penetrated to the palace of King Herod. The wily Edomite was aroused at the intimation of a possible rival. Being of alien blood, he was hated by the people. His only security was the favor of Rome. But this new prince had a higher claim. He was born to the kingdom. Herod suspected the priests of plotting with the strangers to excite a tumult and unseat him. Determining to thwart the scheme by superior cunning, he summoned the priests and questioned them in regard to the place of the Messiah's birth. This inquiry from the usurper of the throne, and made at the request of strangers, stung the pride of the Jewish teachers. The indifference with which they turned to the roles of prophecy enraged the jealous tyrant. He thought them trying to conceal their knowledge. With an authority they dared not disregard, he commanded them to make a close search and to declare the birthplace of their expected king. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet. And thou Bethlehem, land of Judah, art in no wise least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come forth a governor, which shall be shepherd of my people Israel. RV. Herod now invited the Magi to a private interview. Wrath and fear were raging in his heart, but he preserved a calm exterior, and professed to hail with joy the birth of Christ. He bade his visitors, Search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. The priests were not as ignorant as they pretended. The report of the angel's visit to the shepherds had been brought to Jerusalem, but the rabbis had treated it as unworthy of notice. They themselves might have been ready to lead the Magi to Jesus' birthplace, but instead, the wise men came to call their attention to the birth of the Messiah. If the reports brought by the shepherds and the wise men were credited, they would disprove the priest's claim to be the exponents of the truth of God. These learned teachers would not stoop to be instructed by heathen. It could not be, they said, that God had passed them by, to communicate with ignorant shepherds or uncircumcised Gentiles. They would not even go to Bethlehem to see whether these things were so. And they led the people to regard the interest in Jesus as fanatical excitement. Here began the rejection of Christ by the priests and rabbis. Their pride and stubbornness grew into a settled hatred of the Savior. The wise men departed alone from Jerusalem, the shadows of night falling. But to their great joy they again saw the star, and were directed to Bethlehem. Disappointed by the indifference of the Jewish leaders, they left Jerusalem less confident than when they entered.